Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. We're here at the Bendix King booth at AirVenture. This is Plain Talk, Phil Lightstone, and we're here with Marshall Mortley, Senior Product Manager, talking about their brand new AeroPower USB charger. Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Phil. Good to be here. Yeah, I'm Marshall Mortley. I'm a product manager here with Bendix King. And I cover our ADS-B portfolio as well as some of our COM-NAV and safety systems.
Very cool. You must be just deluged with questions about ADS-B.
Yeah, ADS-B has been a program that's been good for the aviation industry. It's something that'll bring some additional safety to the skies.
Absolutely.
And as part of that, our USB product kind of plays on that and with guys with knee pads and other iPads and peripherals in their cockpit.
Well, I personally have an iPad, an iPhone, a bunch of satellite communicators, some ADS-B in receivers, passengers. Mm-hmm. There's like so much power requirements that my little cigarette lighter adapter in my Commander 114 just can't handle. So your technology kind of solves a big problem, don't you think?
It does. The great thing about the power side of this is that when you have all these peripherals on the plane and you're up in the air for longer than maybe an hour. when you're up in the plane longer than about an hour or so and you're struggling to with your GPS, and the GPS is eating up battery, and the screen is on all the time eating up battery, it allows you to maintain power to both your peripherals. It's going to charge any modern electronic equipment, both from iPads, as the iPad Pro, all the way down to some of the ADS-B stuff that requires a little bit less power.
And then I see that there's just a bajillion different kinds of connectors, from micro USB, Lightning, Type C.
Right.
And I noticed that the move to USB Type C really brings in smart charging into the equation.
Right. Yeah, and part of the flexibility of having kind of where we're at with this side of it is that if you need an adapter, you can have it. And some of the old electronics,
sure.
Simply just have not the modern side, but you're able to get both sides in your cockpit if you have some folks with just the regular USBs.
So are some of the OEM airframe manufacturers going to standardize on your product as they put more BK technology into the panel?
I think so. Yeah, we're in discussions with a few folks, but as part of the USB side as well, I mean, it allows for flexibility both as a panel mount as well as a cabin mount. So if you have any kind of seats in the back, it allows you to push that in and be that as well.
So I was looking at the product on your website, and I was just curious: is there any backlighting of the adapter?
There's not. No.
I assume that this being the first version that you guys are bringing to market, that there'll be a more newer products downstream over time.
I think so. I mean, we're always evaluating what the market's asking us and telling us that they need. Right now we haven't heard loud and clear that a lighting, a lit USB is going to make a buying decision. If they're going to buy one that's lit versus not, once it's in your panel, you know where it's at. It's not going to be a secret.
Why would, to your point about making a buying decision, and I understand this is, in the grand scheme of things, somewhat trivial versus putting in full glass into a cockpit.
Sure.
But why would someone buy your product as opposed to someone else's?
Yeah, so a nice thing about this versus like the lower end. So the list price on this is $349. And the nice thing about some of the lower end, like a cigarette lighter, for example, is that this is both DO-160G. It's both DO160G certified as well as TSO'd as well. So it's, you're not going to have radio interference. You're not going to have instrument interference. It's not going to burn up on you. It's not going to do those type of things. And it's going to be something that's going to be with you for a long time.
It's not going to fry your $1,500 iPad.
Right. and it's something that is more, I mean, it's geared to be an add-on for your ADS-B. So you're putting in a transponder and an ADS-B on the receiver. You throw this on as an add-on as part of your panel upgrade, and it's a real quick upgrade and fairly inexpensive in that context.
So I see there's been a lot of conversation in Canada, and I'm curious about ADS-B for Canadians. What are you thinking?
Yeah, we're monitoring that very, very close. We've heard different things both about either a ground-based or a satellite-based receivers, diversity, non-diversity, all the other fun that goes along with that. So we're monitoring that, and we want to make sure we have products that are competitive in that market space.
Well, we've got this challenge with nothing concrete in stone for GA from Nav Canada and Transport Canada, but obviously the FAA Jan 1 deadline fast approaching.
It is, yes. Yeah, so the deadline's approaching. You know, we've seen a huge uptick in transponder sales as well as peripheral sales along with that, including the USB charger.
Cool. Well, Marshall, thank you so much for being part
good
of
to be
Plane
here, Phil.
Talk. This was really fun. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at plaintalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at plaintalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.